Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled, Are You in God's Presence? And we have been looking at Cain, who was driven from the presence of the Lord, and the basic thrust of what I've been sharing the last several days is that we should be burdened for the body of Christ, that in these final days in which we're living, God is looking for a bride without spot, stain, or wrinkle. And unfortunately, many of our brothers and sisters are being deceived. They're walking off into false doctrine. They're compromising with the world. And beloved, the Bible talks about a great apostasy, a falling away from the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And we have to understand that we are living in perilous times. We don't know how soon the return of the Lord is, but we cannot be like the Laodicean church that says, oh, we're rich and increased with goods. We have need of nothing. We think we've just got it made. We've had the best of everything, the best teachers, preachers, conferences, churches. And beloved, for those of you, if you are relatively new in the Lord, you maybe not cannot relate, but those that have walked with the Lord for decades, remember how different it used to be? I remember Brother Glass used to say back in Oklahoma, he would get up and he would go with his pastor for prayer at 4 o'clock in the morning. And they would have revivals sometimes that would continue for weeks. It was a relatively normal thing to go to church every night. And yes, of course, those people had regular jobs, but they would come together to pray. I personally have been in two different churches where, and of course, prayer has always been a great burden on my heart, especially for God's people to pray together. You know, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin and heal their land. If we ever needed to pray, it's now. And in both those cases, in both those church situations, they just eventually discontinued the prayer service the pastor did because nobody came. Nobody was really interested in coming. And those of you who walk with the Lord for the Lord, remember on Sundays, they used to be able to go to a Sunday evening service. How many churches do you know that have Sunday evening services? I'm just making comments and stating facts. Yes, times have changed. We, as Brother Glass used to say, so many have replaced the upper room with the supper room. Instead of the sweet-smelling fragrance of God's presence, we've got the aroma of hot coffee and fried chicken drifting through the air. And have you ever wondered why some people are always mad? Have you ever wondered why some Christians manifest anything and every kind of spirit and attitude except the Spirit of Christ? It's because, at least in their heart, they've killed their brothers spiritually, just as Cain did Abel. People will never have the peace of God until they repent and return to the whole counsel of God. People will never have the power of God until they return to the whole Word of God. One of the saddest things a person can see is a minister who refuses to move with and to work with the move of God. When God's dealing with such a person, they can be some of the most miserable human beings in the world. Some try to replace the anointing with education. And certainly, education is good when submitted to the Bible and to the Holy Spirit. But all too often, it's substituted for reading and studying the Word, for fasting and prayer to receive God's anointing. Even in churches that were birthed in Pentecost, that believe in the gifts of the Spirit, how often have you heard a message in tongues? How freely does the spirit of prophecy move? I'm just asking questions. Many people have been sidetracked from the will of God in their lives because they simply wouldn't sell out to God completely. And beloved, a little leaven leaveneth the whole loaf. Jesus is the only door to salvation. Jesus is the only way to God. Jesus said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture. Jesus Christ is the only Savior that can save us from sin. Acts 4:12 declares, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 15:11 tells us that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved. A few more scriptures. Paul, writing in Romans, the 5:8-9, says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Beloved, the precious shed blood of Jesus still avails. Paul admonishes us in 1 Thessalonians 5:6, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Brothers and sisters, just because there are ministers that are able to build large churches and have huge congregations doesn't mean they've done this through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, years ago, I was convinced. I said, Lord, you know, we look in our natural self, because, of course, this was true under the Old Covenant. If you obeyed God, you were blessed. If you didn't, you weren't blessed. Well, we see what is apparent prosperity, financial, plenty of financial income, all sorts of programs, large, thousands of people coming. Obviously, those people are really blessed of the Lord. And yet, we can see some ministries that are struggling financially. They're preaching the power of God, the Spirit of God. And it occurred to me, well, what, you know, the devil specializes in deceit. All he has to do is back off of these large ministries and say, let the people think they're being blessed. And, I mean, I'm just putting thoughts out there, beloved, that we're dealing with an arch enemy that knows human nature, has seen mankind since Adam and Eve. And knows thoroughly how to deceive, how to lay traps, how to set up detours. And so just because it's apparent that someone seems to be prospering doesn't mean that they are living in a way that's pleasing to the Lord. And as I shared in yesterday's broadcast, one of the most frightening scriptures of all to me is, Lord, we've done all these great works in thy name. And Jesus would say, depart from me, workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Obviously, for that to be in the Word of God, for Jesus to say that, there are those who will fit that category. May God help us that we not be in that group, but that we will hear the words of Jesus, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You know, it says, Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. He dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Verse 17 says, and Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Methuselah, and Mahujael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech. In other words, he had the power to build a city. He was separated from God, from the holy presence of the Lord, yet he still built himself a city. He made a name for himself. And beloved, in these last days, I want to ask, the church where you attend, is it built upon and on and by the inerrant, unmovable foundation of the Word of God? Jesus alone is the chief cornerstone. And those of you who might be ministers listening, I ask, do you desire to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you more interested in making a name and reputation for yourself? John the Baptist said, I must decrease that he may increase. These are hard questions, beloved. Nevertheless, The truth is that there are many spiritual tombs across this nation full of dead men's bones. Remember, that's what Jesus spoke of the Pharisees, the Sadducees. They would make a great appearance of spirituality, but in fact, they were false shepherds. They were deprived. They devoured widows' houses. He had his harshest words for them, the scribes, the lawyers, those that preyed upon the people of God. Paul tells us in Romans 4:21, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, that's the Lord, he was able to perform. And beloved, that's not just salvation, but everything he promised, he is able to perform. Isaiah 43:2 tells us, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Praise God. Well, in the moments that remain, I just like to stop in the message and just take a moment to pray. Father, we come to you, Lord, and we thank you for who you are. We thank you that Jesus truly is the way, the truth, and the life. And we thank you, Lord, for the beauty, the integrity, the inerrancy, the authority of the Word of God. Lord, your Word guides us. And we pray, Lord, there will be a return to the simplicity of the Word of God, that you would search our hearts, Father, and bring leaders and congregations back to the truth, that you will stop the compromise and the apostasy and bring your people back to the unity of the faith, to the faith that was once delivered to the saints, walking in holiness and in the fear of the Lord. Father, we pray in our own lives that you would cause us to be salt and the light that you spoke of, a city set upon a hill that could not be hid. Father, I bless you for this radio family that listens, and Lord, I'm asking you to do a deep work in their lives. Let us walk and never be deterred. Keep us, Lord, with a spirit of truth. Let no evil spirit, let us have discerning of that which is the enemy, and let us walk with authority, with an anointing and conviction in the way of the Lord as you lead us in your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I want you to know I love you. I thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.